You're listening to SBS News.
In her three previous Paralympic Games, Ellie Cole has won an astonishing 15 medals. That achievement alone would satisfy most people, but she admits to sometimes finding all the attention generated by the success hard to deal with.
For the uniform launch today, Joe Griggs introduced me as Ellie Cole's six-time Paralympic gold medalist, and I feel like I have a bit of imposter syndrome. Like, I don't align myself with that, and it feels like that never really happens. For me, it's always just the dream about chasing the personal best and seeing how fast I can go and just picking up a few medals on the way.
Ms Cole was born in the outer Melbourne suburb of Frankston and had her leg amputated due to cancer when she was 3 years old. Her parents were both keen swimmers, and it was during her rehabilitation from cancer that she got into swimming. To be on the cusp of her fourth Paralympics isn't just down to sporting skill. A double shoulder reconstruction following the London 2012 Paralympics could have spelt the end of her career.
These shoulder reconstructions were a tremendous hurdle for me to get over. And it took me about 2 years to get back into the water and decide that, yeah, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do for the next 10 years and the rest of my life. So to be able to get back into the water and then break a world record the year after, it made me really proud of the resilience that I showed in that time. You know, people think of Paralympians as being resilient, but we still go through some really difficult times. And coming back to swimming after those shoulder reconstructions took a lot of strength on my behalf.
Her story of overcoming a leg amputation to become Australia's most decorated Paralympian has been an inspirational one to many. She was awarded an Order of Australia medal in 2014 for her achievements and services to Australian sport. Paralympics Australia's Chief Executive Officer Lynn Anderson says Ms Cole's achievements inspire people every day.
I think she's a superstar for all Australians, not just Paralympics, some sport. You know, she's represented us on the global stage ultimately many, many times, been hugely successful without even understanding the challenges that she's come along. But Ellie's like all of our Paralympians, you know, resilience, recharging, refocusing and just powering through, that's in their DNA. You know, that's what I love so much about this movement. It just, you come to work every day and you just think, okay, we can do better, let's push forward. And Ellie's none, you know, embody that probably more than Ellie, especially in these most recent years. And she's still there smiling.
Ellie Cole has completed a degree in health and exercise science and also featured in a Netflix documentary, Rising Phoenix, on para-athletes. But away from the spotlight, Ms Cole is also happy to have been part of the Paralympic movement to help increase awareness of people with a disability.
It was amazing going back to London a few years after the Paralympics were there. And I was walking down the street with another leg amputee and a guy who had no arms and no legs, and no one looked at us twice, and I couldn't believe it. Just how quickly, like, their perception had changed of what's normal in London.
With her positive attitude, Ms Cole looks destined for a successful transition into life once her days as an athlete are over. Lynn Anderson explains why.
She's got the confidence. As I said, I love that she's found what I call this inner voice, where she's really backing herself and putting issues that are important to her on the table. And that's outside her swimming world. She's on our athletes council, you know, she's having an input into the direction that the movement should go in. And we very much talk to our athletes because that's really important to us. So, you know, I think, yeah, she could go anywhere. As I said, I just love her cheekiness, but I just know no matter what, she just forges through.
The 29-year-old lives by a simple sporting motto that drives her forward. It's better to get a sore neck from aiming too high than a hunchback from aiming too low. And she can never be accused of aiming too low. John Baldock, SBS News.